Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ameen. I'd like to welcome everyone back to our daily Ramadan series covering du'as from the Quran. Again, this is a series. The objective behind the series is for us to take a look at some of the du'as that are mentioned in the Quran and try to learn how to make our du'a a little bit better, how to connect a little bit better in our du'a, inshallah. This series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over a million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue this effort with the support of people like you to join their You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign and change a life. Please visit pausa.org/qalam. Again, that's pausa.org/qalam. So inshallah, today we're going to be looking at a dua from Surah Al-Baqarah. The dua comes a little bit later, but I want to talk about the setup surrounding this dua. So this is a dua that Prophet Ibrahim makes. And we know the huge significance of Ibrahim alayhi salam in our faith, and we see kind of the global impact of Ibrahim alayhi salam as well. He's not just a prophet that, you know, we hold very dear, but many other faiths also hold Prophet Ibrahim in this high status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 124. He says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, remember when Ibrahim's Lord tested him with certain commandments and he fulfilled all of them. Again, this is a very interesting point. We know that if we look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we see that it's filled with so many tests and sacrifices. Throughout his life, from a young age, there's so many incidents. He had to leave his family. He was thrown into a fire. He had to then, as he got older, he had to leave his wife and child in a barren desert, right? So many different tests. If we look through the Quran, we see them mentioned in various places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is kind of mentioning, talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam at the latter part of his life. He's saying that throughout the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested him, and Ibrahim alayhi salam has always fulfilled all of those tests. He's passed with flying colors. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Ibrahim alayhi salam, inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama, I will make you a leader of people, right? I will make you a leader of people or role model for people. Now, look at, this is such a powerful statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Ibrahim alayhi salam about this important kind of rank that he's giving him. And Ibrahim alayhi salam responds with, قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. He says, and what about my people? Right? And again, here in this translation, there's a bit of an elaboration, but he says, you're making me a leader, but what about my people? And we see that there's this huge concern on behalf of Ibrahim alayhi salam for his lineage, for the people that come after him. We're going to see this theme throughout the ayat that we're looking at today, and we're going to see this theme in the dua that we're ultimately going to end on. But we see that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he doesn't just care about himself, he doesn't just care about the welfare of his people or his family, but he's thinking about generations that come later. He says, what about my descendants? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to him and says, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. He says that my pledge does not hold for those who do evil. Again, this promise of being a leader amongst people, it's limited to you and whoever is like you, right? And whoever acts in the way that you do. Whoever is oppressive, whoever is wrongdoing, then my pledge doesn't apply to them. So this is a very interesting exchange. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he remembers this. And we're going to see this in the first dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam makes. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us about the command given to Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam to build the Kaaba. He says to them, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِنْ مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَنْ طَهِرَ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made the house a resort and a sanctuary for people, again referring to the Kaaba. And we said, take the spot where Ibrahim stood as your place of prayer. This is a reference to Maqam Ibrahim, the place where we also, after performing tawaf, we pray 2 raka'ah nafl behind Maqam Ibrahim. We commanded Ibrahim and Ismail, purify my house for those who walk around it, those who stay there, and those who bow and prostrate themselves in worship. This commandment of purifying the house of Allah, again, this is making reference to the Kaaba. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam, he responds after this. He says, وَقَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he makes dua to Allah. He says, my Lord, make this land secure and provide with produce those of its people who believe in God in the last day. Such an interesting statement. He says to Allah, oh Allah, whoever comes to this place that we've just purified, this what was an empty valley when from Ibrahim alayhi salam's perspective, when he left his wife and child there, when no one was there, when he left Hajar alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam there, and there was no one else there, it was a barren valley. Oh Allah, whoever comes here now to this purified place to worship you, oh Allah, then make this place safe and secure for them and provide them with provision and sustenance. Right, provide them with fruits, but he says, "Man amana minhum billahi wal yawmil akhir." We see that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's amending his dua from the lesson that he learned earlier. And that was the lesson of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise of making Ibrahim alayhi salam a leader and making his people leaders only applies to those who believe in Allah in the last day. So he amends his dua and he says, oh Allah, make this place safe and provide for those who believe in Allah and the last day, right? Recognizing and learning from his earlier request. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then responds, قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ اضْطَرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for those who disbelieve, I will grant them enjoyment for a short while in this life and then subject them to the torment of the fire. How evil a destination. Again, the reason I want to go through this is just to point out a few things, is that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's engaging in these trials and these commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and he passes all of them. And we see that he has such a concern for every little thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching him. There's such a level of concern, and we can see why Ibrahim alayhi salam is known as Khalilullah, the close friend of Allah, because he cared so much. Right, he's paying attention to every little word in his dua, that now the next dua he makes, he doesn't try to include his offspring or his descendants that don't believe in Allah in the last day, because Allah already told him about that. That Allah said, my pledge does not apply to those who are oppressive or are wrongdoing. Now, in the next ayah, and this is where the main dua for today is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as Ibrahim and Ismail built up the foundations of the house, of the Kaaba, they made dua to Allah. So again, think about it like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to purify this place for people who will come and worship there, and it will become a landmark that people will continue to visit, and we see that until this day. After they laid the foundations of the Kaaba and they kind of built up the foundations of the Kaaba, they then made dua to Allah, both Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. And they said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. They said, our Lord, accept this from us. And this seems like a very simple statement, but it actually reminds us of a very powerful principle. And that principle is that just because we engage in any act of worship, there's no guarantee that it is accepted. And let me phrase that another way. We should not expect that just because I did something, it must be expected. Can you hear kind of the arrogance in that tone, right? I did it, it must be accepted. I prayed, it must be accepted. I fasted, it must be accepted. No, the true believer humbles himself in front of Allah. They humble themselves and they recognize that whatever I'm doing, I am doing my best. I am trying my best. However, ultimately, I recognize that without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance, without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, then I don't have anything. So even after completing this huge act of worship, of raising the foundations of the Kaaba, we're learning this lesson from Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, that after you complete acts of worship, a good habit to just set your mind and set your perspective right is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. O Allah, accept this from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Right. So again, another thing we're seeing here is the use of the names of Allah when making dua to Allah. And again, this is another powerful study as well, that when you look at the Quran and you see a lot of du'as made in the Quran, you'll often see different names of Allah that follow it. It's a very easy kind of point of reflection or something you can ponder over is, what is the connection between the name of Allah mentioned and the dua that is made? And sometimes it's an easier connection. Here we can see that Ibrahim alayhi salam, after asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah, saying, oh Allah, you are the all-hearing. You're the one that hears our dua. You're the one that is all-knowing of everything. You know the actions that we did. You know how we did them, O Allah. We did our best, and O Allah, please accept it from us. Then they continue in their dua, and they say, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then they continue, and they say, our Lord, make us devoted to you. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ. Sometimes you'll see, make us Muslims to you, but again, here that wouldn't make sense. This is more the literal translation of a Muslim. A Muslim is someone who submits, who completely devotes themselves. So they make, oh Allah, make us completely devoted to you. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. And make from our descendants a community that is devoted to you. أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Show us how to worship and accept our repentance, for you are the ever-relenting, the most merciful. Again, we're seeing here this concern for generations that come later. And this is a very powerful principle. A lot of times when we think about our dua, we just think about our here and now. We think about ourselves, we think about our needs, we think about our family or maybe our friends or just the world around us. We don't often think about the impact our dua will have for generations to come. And again, it's going to require that kind of vision on our part, where we're actually concerned about later generations. You know, a lot of times our concern kind of ends at our children. But we're seeing here, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he doesn't just make dua for his children or his immediate family, he's making dua for generations that come later, right? He has this grand vision and this understanding. And what's so powerful is that when you think about dua, and you think about the fact that you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, it's not about your request, it's not about you, but you're asking Allah. For Allah, time is not a factor. for Allah, making dua for later generations now makes complete sense, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is going to provide for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is going to bless them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that's going to answer all of their calls and all of their needs. Right? So making dua for later generations actually just makes so much sense. And it shows this deep concern of Ibrahim alayhi salam, really, if you think about it, for us, if we count ourselves as later generations. And then they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show them how to worship Allah, how to fulfill these ritual acts of worship. Again, more specifically talking about ritual acts of worship that have to do with Umrah and Hajj. And then they say, وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا O Allah, and accept our repentance. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Indeed, you are ever relenting or ever accepting of repentance, and you are the most merciful. Again, this idea, why would they be asking for forgiveness or repentance? Now, it's related to that idea of acceptance. That as human beings, we recognize that whatever act of worship we're doing, we recognize that even though we're trying to do it to the best of our ability, it will have some shortcomings. It will have it won't be perfect, right? And because of that, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek forgiveness from Allah, and we pray to Allah to accept our acts of worship anyway. Again, this is all part of that humility that we are displaying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, I don't mean to say just a display of humility, but hopefully that humility that we're internalizing in our relationship with Allah, especially when we're making dua to Allah. Now in the last ayah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, again, he continues to make dua. He says, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ He says, our Lord, make a messenger of their own, make for them a messenger from amongst themselves that recites to them your revelation and teaches them the scripture and wisdom and purifies them. You are the mighty, you are the wise. Again, we're seeing this dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam is making. He's making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends messengers, sends someone to guide later generations. Again, look at this concern that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam has for people, the people that are going to come after. And there's a recognition there that guidance is not guaranteed. That just because we're in a state of guidance, or we're guided and my family is guided and maybe my children are guided, there's no guarantee that later generations will be on the same path. Again, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam earlier, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ وَحْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ That my pledge, it does not apply to the wrongdoers or the oppressors, meaning from your generations later on, there are going to be those that go astray. There are going to be those that didn't stick to guidance. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is recognizing that, and he's making dua to Allah, and he's saying, oh Allah, send a messenger that will guide them, that will teach them your revelation, that will teach them wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. And the scholars tell us that the answer to this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam is the sending of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That this dua, a direct reply to this dua from later generations, from the generations after Ibrahim alayhi salam, amongst the people of Mecca, is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again, it just shows you the power of dua. Right? Ibrahim alayhi salam is making this dua, again, making it sincerely with conviction and devotion. And we're seeing the fruit of this dua, the huge response to this dua in the form of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we as beneficiaries of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message, we as the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are also benefiting from this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So again, just to summarize as we close, a few things we can incorporate into our dua if we haven't done so already. Number one is whenever we make dua, at the end of our dua, try to make it a habit to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts whatever acts of worship we do, and make dua that and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any shortcomings. So acceptance and forgiveness for any shortcomings. Second thing to do is to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using his names and attributes. Think about the 99 names of Allah, or the names of Allah that are mentioned in the Quran, and call upon Allah using those names and attributes. Again, what this does, it helps us focus. it helps us kind of realign that connection and relationship. Who are we making dua to? And when we recognize who we're asking from, then we realize that really our dua, the power of our dua is limitless. And then the last thing is, remember that your dua has more power than you know. Don't think about you or what you're asking. Think about Allah. And remember that you can make dua for future generations. You can make dua for things that maybe are outside of what you can fully comprehend and understand, just as Ibrahim alayhi salam did. Pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all of our good deeds in this month of Ramadan. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us of any shortcomings in our acts of worship. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to come closer to Him by means of dua. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us understand the power of our dua. Jazakumullah khair. Again, this series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. If you'd like more information about the work that Penny Appeal is doing, please visit pausa.org/qalam and find out about the work that they're doing and consider supporting them. Again, jazakumullah khairan, and we'll see you again here tomorrow at the same time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.